There are other issues, Tom. I know you've got your second shot. I get mine on Thursday. So does that mean I just walk around with my little paper card saying I got the shot and that's good enough to show
people
that I'm
vaccinated? I haven't had to use
it
yet. It's in my wallet, and I've yet to use it.
I just don't know. But let's go to this issue. We can do that with Jackie Lee, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter. We want to talk about vaccine passports. Jackie, it seems reasonable to me to have some way to show that I have, in fact, been vaccinated. But I know there are some issues on the other side. Just frame it out for us.
Hi, good morning, guys. So essentially, you have this tension at play right now where you have some people like yourself that will argue that, you know, having some proof that you've been vaccinated is a good thing, is reasonable to show, you know, that you're safe and you're protected and that you can protect others. And then there are others who are going to argue that that's kind of encroaching on your freedom, your personal freedom. It's unnecessary and that there are some privacy concerns as well. And so we're seeing that tension kind of play out now.
Well, it's, I guess, you know, what I've heard from some states, like Texas, for example, I know their governor has some views against the passports. Is it, I guess the question is, if I own a business or I own, you know, some business where I need to have people, my customers, kind of close together, whether it's a concert venue or a restaurant, isn't it in my best interest to know that my customers are, in fact, safe from themselves and from each other?
Well, I mean, I would argue that I think, yes, it is, but it's really going to depend on who's running the business and what state you're in, ultimately. Like some states, they've actually, you know, banned using vaccine passports. You know, you mentioned Texas, there's Arizona. Some of these state leaders are really pushing back against this idea that businesses should require that to let people in.
Yeah.
That being said, employers generally have the ability to mandate vaccinations, and so there could be, you know, some room for employers to mandate, you know, some vaccine passports as well. So this is definitely something that this is only going to build, especially when you have states like Texas where it's banned, and then states like New York where they have their own vaccine passport and are encouraging people to use it.
I mean, Jackie, what's the history on this? I mean, this is not the first nationwide crisis we've had in medicine. I mean, if kids need passports to go to school, what's the history back 20, 30, 40 years?
Right. And that's a great point. This, you know, there's kind of this panic right now about, oh, like, am I going to be required to carry this passport?
Yeah.
But the requiring vaccination and requiring records of vaccination is something that's already happening in the U.S.
I mean, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think it's so important. 100 years ago, did I need a typhoid passport?
I'm not sure if you needed a typhoid passport, you know, specifically in the U.S., but other countries routinely require that you have, you know, proof that you're vaccinated for certain things like typhoid or yellow fever if you want to enter that country. And kids here have to prove that they're vaccinated if they want to go to public school. And there are some, like, you know, exceptions to that based on, like, disability or religious laws and rights. But generally speaking, like, we are already required to show vaccination in a lot of instances. People that want to go to grad school have to show they've been vaccinated.
Why are we having this debate then? If Afterthought has to line up the shots to go to school, why are we for one moment debating this with a pandemic virus of this virulency?
Because I think right now, because these shots are new and people are, you know, a lot of the hesitancy around the shots is because of they're worried about side effects. People don't want to feel that they're forced to try something so new. But I think also because we are in such a intense, you know, political gridlock right now.
Yeah.
There's just so much, this has been politicized so much that, you know, you're seeing a lot more ideological shift and, you know, tension here. And I think that's why we're seeing so much tension around this issue right now,
Jackie,
especially around this vaccine.
We're out of time. We got to do more of this. Jackie Lee, thank you so much. Don't be a stranger with Bloomberg Law. I mean,